There has been a lot of attention devoted to the business startup scene here in the Lansing area over the past few years. New ideas and talent have been welcomed and nurtured at business incubators like Lansing's NEO Center and East Lansing's Technology Innovation Center, or TIC. Early next year, The Runway, an incubator for fashion designers, opens in the old Knapp's department store in downtown Lansing. Tonight at the Broad Art Museum in East Lansing, there's a celebration of all this local innovation and entrepreneurialism. The event, called Launched, is in its fifth year, but this is the first year they've partnered with The Hatch, which is a student business incubator here in East Lansing. They will hand out $10,000 in seed money to one local startup. Here to tell us more, Nick Chalenko, co-founder of the event. Hi, Nick.
How you doing, Mark?
And we also want to welcome back Jeff Smith, the director of the New Economy Division at the Lansing Economic Area Partnership, or LEAP. Hi,
Good
Jeff.
Good morning.
Good to see it. Tonight's the annual Launched event, the fifth time around. Nick, tell us about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Launched started actually as a celebration and a one-year anniversary of the Technology Innovation Center.
Mm-hmm.
So my partner, Jason Myers, and I worked with the City of East Lansing to put on the first Launched. And it really was to celebrate entrepreneurialism in the Lansing area. And it kind of served as a monumental jumping-off point for incubators and startups in Lansing.
And over 5 years, is there a lot more? Is there a lot more to celebrate tonight than there was 5 years ago?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, has it grown that much?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you look at the TIC, I think that was the one of the jumping off, the first really incubator in the area. And now, you know, like you said, we see the NEO Center. You look over in Ann Arbor, you see Spark. You see in Grand Rapids, Start Garden. So I think not only in the Lansing area, but all across the region in the state, there's been a major movement with the incubator and the startup community.
Jeff, you're going to be awarding $10,000 in seed money to one of six startups here from the Lansing area. Tell us about a few of these companies that are eligible.
Yeah, just a real quick correction. It's not partnering with the Hatch per se. It's partnering with the Hatching event. So the Hatching is a monthly event that has been occurring for the last 6 months.
Okay.
Each month we put this event on. It's at Beggar's Banquet, great sponsor. It was started by myself, Ken Smusiak, who's now at the MSU Broad School, Paul Jakes with Spartan Innovations, Tom Stewart with Commonwealth Enterprises. We wanted to identify a path for these ideas to get out of the market. Really good ideas all over the market. No real good outlet for them to be able to get those ideas to company faster.
So Hatching is a monthly thing.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
And so this culminates. This is the first year we're doing this. Nick and Jason were both very willing, and we're very grateful for them allowing us to partner up. But this is the culmination of all those events and the winners of each of those events to be able to pitch at this at Launched. So we're basically injecting the Hatching event inside of the Launched event.
Very good. Okay.
And so the six winners, we have just so you know, there are five of the six presenting tonight are student-run companies.
Interesting.
Which is actually quite telling. But we have everything from a dog bowl product that has a number of pre-orders already signed up, to a table, it's part chair, part table, to a platform for getting student artwork out to the community, and a good variety of great ideas.
That's interesting. My next question was going to be, are these typically high-tech or what we might regard as new economy-type ventures?
But
it sounds like it's
It's a variety, but honestly, it's using high-tech to get these ideas to market, right? So we use a very intuitive and automated process for public voting. It's all web-based. And then all the ideas are either in one way, shape, or form involving a rapid prototyping process to get the products to market, or a mobile or social platform for getting these ideas and products and services out there.
So arguably, it's less about the product itself and just as much about getting it out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Okay. So none of these ideas are companies yet. So all of them each month are just ideas.
Okay.
And so we provide some seed funding. We get sponsors each month to line up funding for each of these winners to become a company. So each month in the region, great ideas that are voted both by the public and by judges are turned into companies for our region.
How about that? You were one of the original tenants of the TIC, Nick. How did you find out about the Technology Innovation Center?
Well, it's actually interesting you ask. I read an article in the state news about it, and I set up a meeting with Tim Dempsey over at the City of East Lansing and ended up meeting with Jeff when the structure was bare bones. I mean, there were, you know, pretty much just studs, and there wasn't much there.
And you mean studs by walls going up? There were studs there, too.
There were two studs there also. So Jeff said, you know, this is the vision. This is what it's going to be. I was still attending MSU at the time, and I saw a great opportunity, great potential for it, and kind of kept following up with Jeff, and eventually the space was finished. And moved in and met some really, really great people, including Jason Myers, who, you know,
became
partnered
your
with me.
Partner.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
What do you do at Nicholas Creative?
So Nicholas Creative, we're a boutique web design agency. We work with open source content management platforms, implementation, and also email marketing and search engine optimization.
Okay. Now, for a more amateurish, for our people who are a little bit less high tech than that, just give us the basics on what all that means.
Web design for corporations.
Okay. Okay.
And then Jason Myers, his company is Live Concept Media. If you go to liveconceptmedia.com, it's really about creating content, marketing, media, and organizing events.
How many people do you and Jason employ now? About?
Five.
Five.
Yeah.
Okay. What? And you are both encouraged, I take it, by the startup scene here in Lansing. How is there an awareness of how Lansing is doing relative to other cities in the state?
I can definitely answer that. So we constantly have to report metrics up to the state. We are a partner with the MEDC in a lot of ways, and we get some seed funding from them for okay. some of the projects. We are on par, if not eclipsing, many of the other regions in the state. As far as the startup scene goes here, because there was really a limited amount of organized startup activity in this region for so long, we have nothing but great horizons, and it's basically the prairie of, you know, the startup scene. So every movement we make gets us closer to becoming a startup community.
What are some of the barriers in 2013? Obviously, it appears we've overcome some barriers. Entrepreneurs have overcome some barriers in the past 5 years. What are the new barriers, if you will? What are the ones that are harder to get through?
So from our perspective, LEAP is constantly trying to identify where the new ideas are coming from. And to get our information, our resources, and our business services to the appropriate individuals. And the marketing to them, it can be difficult. And you're really dealing with a small percentage of individuals in the market, the 450,000 people that live in this MSA. How do you get more information to them? But how do you also find out what those ideas are that are floating around in the community? So our constant barrier is finding new ideas to continue filling the funnel.
And it seemed like a lot of these are on an individual basis. It's not like you're talking about connecting with an organization. You're
right.
talking about connecting with particular individuals.
Right. We, for the most part, we are the organization. And then it's about making sure that the private side, like Nick and Jason, are equipped with the resources they need in order to actually take the lead on a lot of this stuff. It's nothing more could we do than to have them actually running with this event. That's exactly what we want to see, is more of the private side and the entrepreneurs and the startup community taking the lead on as much of this as possible to keep it real.
We're talking with Jeff Smith and Nick Chalenko, who are key players in tonight's launched event at the Broad Art Museum in East Lansing. Current State aired a story just a couple of days ago about Chinese student entrepreneurs. Are these folks having a noticeable impact in the area? Do you notice?
Yeah,
that?
Absolutely. One of our Hatch tenants, one of our previous Hatch tenants, started Heartbeats in East Lansing. Eason Chen was a Chinese entrepreneur, and you know, he went from having an idea on paper to talking to some local developers to landing in the Hatch to basically putting together a business model and business plan to opening up a facility and running a company for the last year and a half. That's pretty amazing. The more we can show examples of that and have case studies of how what went wrong or what went right or what more resources they need, the more we can actually get them in the market.
And watching this landscape unfold the last few years, it is easy to assume that more young people in particular think in terms of starting a business than in years past. Is that the reality, Nick, from your perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting to look back when I was actually attending Michigan State University and how even the curriculum has adjusted to accommodate students who have become more entrepreneurs as opposed to working in a corporate scene. I was fortunate enough to be in a position where I was still attending the university and able to work out of the tick, have the office facilities, meet the right people, have the resources at my fingertips. And the more that we're able to present those resources to students and to young people, the more successful this region is going to be in creating entrepreneurs.
Is there a word of mouth dynamic that's part of the student community here? That's not hard to imagine, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even if you look at student groups, how they've incorporated with the Hatch. I mean, really, I think there's been some specific students in the past that have been really important to that movement. Even Eric Jorgensen comes to the top of mind, and I think he was really important in starting that movement.
How many people do you expect at tonight's event?
Well, we're at about close to 250 registered guests, and we'll probably eclipse 300. We closed registration last night, but we just temporarily reopened it for the next couple hours. So you can register at launchevent.com until 10:30 a.m.
Launchevent.com is the website. Sounds like an exciting night, and somebody's going to come into $10,000 to accelerate their startup. Jeff Smith and Nick Cholenko, we want to thank you for telling us all about the Launched event. Have a great time tonight.
Thank you for having us.